Mark chapter 2. Then, some days later, he went to Capernaum again, and it was reported that he was at someone's home, and immediately many gathered together, to the point that there was no room any more, not even space at the door. And while he was speaking the word to them, some people carrying a paralyzed man came to him, the man being carried by four people. And not being able to approach him on account of the crowd, they opened up the roof where he was. And when they had broken it up, they lowered the stretcher on which the paralyzed man was lying. Then, when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralyzed man, "My child, you have been forgiven your sins." Now some of the scribes were sitting there, while reasoning in their hearts as follows, "Why does this man speak blasphemies like this? Who can forgive sins but one, that is, God?" And immediately Jesus, having perceived in his spirit that they were reasoning inwardly like this, said to them, "Why are you reasoning about these matters in your hearts? Which is easier, to say to the paralytic man, 'You have been forgiven your sins,' or to say, 'Arise and pick up your stretcher and walk'? But in order that you may know that the Son of Man has authority to forgive sins on earth," he said to the paralytic man, "I say to you, arise, and pick up your stretcher, and go to your home." And he arose immediately, and picked up his stretcher, and he went out in the presence of all, so that they were all astounded, and they glorified God, saying, "Never have we seen anything like this." Then he went out again by the sea, and the whole crowd would come to him, and he would teach them. And as he passed by, he saw Levi, the son of Alphaeus, sitting at the tax office, and he said to him, "Follow me." And he got up and followed him. And it came to pass, as he was reclining at table in his house, that many tax collectors and sinners reclined with Jesus and his disciples. For there were many, and they followed him. However, when the scribes and Pharisees saw him eating with the tax collectors and sinners, they said to his disciples, "What is this that he eats and drinks with tax collectors and sinners?" At which Jesus, having heard it, said to them, "It is not those who are in sound health who need a doctor, but those who are ailing. I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." Meanwhile, John's disciples and those of the Pharisees were fasting, and people came and said to him, "Why do John's disciples and those of the Pharisees fast, whereas your disciples do not fast?" And Jesus said to them, "Surely the wedding guests cannot be fasting while the bridegroom is with them. As long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast. But the days will come when the bridegroom will be taken from them, and then, in those days, they will fast. And no one sews a patch of uncarded flannel onto an old garment, or else the piece added to it pulls on it, the new on the old, and the tear becomes worse. And no one puts new wine in old wineskins, or else the new wine tears the wineskins, and the wine leaks out, and the wineskins are ruined. Rather, new wine needs to be put in new wineskins." Then it came to pass that he was passing by on the Sabbath through the cornfields, and his disciples had begun to make a way through while plucking the ears of corn, and the Pharisees said to him, "Look at what they are doing on the Sabbath, which is not permitted." At which he said to them, "Have you never read what David did when he was in need and was hungry, he and those with him? How he went into the house of God in the days of Abiathar the high priest, and ate the showbread, which it is not permitted to eat except for the priests, and how he also gave some to those who were with him." Then he said to them, "The Sabbath came about on account of man, not man on account of the Sabbath. Consequently, the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath as well."